What's poppin'? It's Michael.
It's Sebastian, and welcome to Get In. For this week's episode, we're going to talk WandaVision, Episode 7. And of course, as always, we're going to discuss the movie news of the week. And today we have a special thing, which we're going to talk about our top 10 favorite Marvel movies.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to discuss, go back and forth on which ones we like the most. And yeah, just enjoy a little bit of Marvel today. Yeah. But first, the movie news of the week. It was confirmed that Danny Elfman, who scored the Spider-Man movies, the original Spider-Man movies for Sam Raimi, will be scoring the Doctor Strange movie, Multiverse of Madness, which is also going to be directed by Sam Raimi. So there's a lot of speculation that maybe Tobey Maguire is going to be in it.
Get some old school Toby out in here.
Yeah. Also, the Supergirl for the DCEU has been cast, Sasha Calle. She is not the typical blonde, blue-eyed Supergirl that we are known to see in television and in the comics. She is actually a Latina actress.
Represent.
I was kind of awkward about the casting at first, but then somebody posted like a Photoshop picture of her in costume, and I thought it was pretty badass.
All right.
So, welcome to the Disney Universe.
Yeah.
The sad news of the week. The group Daft Punk, the magical pair, has retired from the music industry. And you may be wondering, why are the guys saying this in the podcast? Well, no Daft Punk means that Tron 3 is not going to have a badass soundtrack.
No, it won't. Might not even happen.
They canceled Tron 3 just because Daft Punk is not going to be in it.
It's done. It's a wrap.
Yeah. Sad. The Snyder Cut has been revealed that at the end of the movie, the four-hour-long movie, it's going to have a mind-blowing hero cameo that hardcore fans are going to love. Now, my guess is going to be Ryan Reynolds back as Green Lantern. Some people say it's going to be Martian Manhunter, but we already know he's going to be sort of in it.
Oh, he's going to be in the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So, I don't know.
What's another Justice League hero?
I'm thinking maybe Shazam or...
Yeah, Shazam would be the easy kind of option to do.
But he's mind-blowing, so I'm guessing maybe we see the Black Adam, Dwayne Johnson's Black Adam for the first time. That would be mind-blowing.
Yeah, that would be pretty sweet.
Yeah. That would be pretty nice. Harley, the animated show Harley Quinn and HBO Max, Season 3 started recording today, and it's just slated to have 10 episodes and releasing in 2021. This is one of my favorite animated shows. It's hilarious, it's rated R, and I highly recommend it. And also, if you live in Canada, the UK, and Australia, Star has been added to Disney Plus, which for you means that you get R-rated content that Disney owns, such as the Deadpool movies, Logan, Aliens, all the stuff the Fox owns, and TV shows too. Sadly, for the US, we do not get Star, because we have Hulu, so we actually have to pay for another streaming service if we want to see the Disney R-rated content.
We already have Hulu, so...
Well, okay. Do you want to share?
Yeah, maybe.
And that's going to be your movie news for the week. All right, now let's get into WandaVision, I suppose. Episode 7.
Yeah.
There's second to last.
Supposedly. I've been hearing a lot of stuff. There might be like a 10th episode.
Yeah, like a secret... Because of the... The thing in the intro song,
the calendar had
a heart in the 10th.
Yeah.
So some people say extra episode, which makes sense. 10 episodes sounds better than 9 episodes.
I think someone was saying that Kevin Feige said something like the last three are going to be an hour long, and this one wasn't.
Yeah, it was just 38 minutes with credits, so it was actually just 30.
Yeah. So maybe we are getting at least a 10th episode, so...
We'll see.
Would be sweet.
Yeah, I would rather have that than just a very convoluted packed 2 episodes that might rush cool action, cool like mind-blowing things that happen. I guess because for me this episode sucked.
Yeah, it was okay. Like for me it was more of it revealed like the big or maybe one of the big bad guys, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't need to watch 27 minutes of nothing, and then you give me 3 minutes of something cool to wait for me in the next episode and expect me to be cool with it.
Yeah.
Because you've been doing that week after week, and I guess I just got to the point where, like, I'm not forgiving you anymore of me saying, oh, just gotta wait for the show to be great. I'm like, no, just make it great. Just stop teasing me, something cool happens at the end, and then...
They like teasing.
Yeah, freaking the next week happens again. I mean, don't get me wrong, they got us a bop.
Yeah?
They got us a freaking bop. If you're all over TikTok, you're gonna see...
It's on Spotify, that... What's it?
It's on Spotify?
Yeah, it's on Spotify. It's like, what's it, Agatha All Along?
It was Agatha All Along.
Nice. But yeah... I mean, that was the big takeaway from the episode, basically. Because the first part was just basically Office style slash Modern Family of just interviewing Wanda and Vision, basically.
Yeah.
And just, that was about it. There wasn't anything new from them, I guess. I mean, Vision's basically figuring it out, like, what's his past from Darcy.
I'll say that. I did like that Vision is finally... somewhat back to Vin Vision.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he knows how he got there. He knows who he sort of was.
Yeah.
Finally.
But, for the most part.
Yeah. Like, obviously, he doesn't remember living those experiences, no. But at least he knows about stuff and why he's there. But besides that, like, I don't think I remember anything Wanda said. Because I don't think it had any value.
No. I mean, there was one interesting part that I thought was going to be a bigger... I mean, maybe it will be, was the part when she's being interviewed and the person asks her a question back.
Yeah, it was Agatha.
But it sounded like a man.
But it was Agatha. It was
her. Well, I know it showed her in the, like, the director's chair.
Yeah.
But maybe it's, like, that's just... I don't know. I still want to think it's maybe Mephisto, and he's actually behind it.
Yeah, I know, but a lot of people went in their little computers and did all this voice work, and if you tone down things like electronic or something,
okay,
the voice makes it less electronic. It's Catherine Hahn, which is the actress that plays Agatha.
Fair enough.
Sorry to burst your bubble like that, bro.
Technology does it again.
So, yeah, I mean, it was, I think I gave it a 7.1 out of 10 on my TikTok review.
All right. Yeah, it's fair.
I had some, like, I guess, nice jokes. Like, I like when Vision looked at the camera.
Yeah.
That made me, that created an actual reaction out of me. Like, mm-hmm. I laughed out loud in the middle of the night.
Yeah, it's like it's an Office reference, basically. Like, look at the camera.
Yeah, it's a classic. Yeah. I think one of the things I hated the most is that, story-wise, it made perfect sense to introduce the scientific engineer when Monica is about to get into the thing.
Yeah.
It made perfect sense to the story, and when they got there, I'm like, oh, it's happening.
Dude, I...
and then this friggin' military lady comes out, I'm like, okay. And then she's like... And here's your vehicle. Uh-huh. And I thought, out of the vehicle, he was going to come out of there. Well,
the way they shot that is she was coming around, like, the truck. And then it was, like, getting kind of slow and the music was building up. And it, like, turns and it, like, it shows this Mars rover. And it's, like, kind of doing, like, this flyover thing.
Yeah.
And it's, like, super intense. I'm like, should I be hyped about this? Like, have I seen this before? Like,
is this a Mars rover from a previous movie?
Yeah, like, what is going on?
Yeah, I know, and I thought, like, Richards was going to come out of the Mars rover, like, you're ready, Monica, or something like that. And it's going to be like, Dr. Richards. Yeah. But no, nothing happened.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I get it.
I mean, the way this had seen played out, and if that did happen, if he just came out of the rover, I would have been like, what is this? I wouldn't have liked it, but I was expecting something. I was like, I don't know, expecting, like, you know... maybe like a Doctor Strange or just somebody,
or at least the military lady saying, "Oh, sorry, this person couldn't be here."
Yeah.
Or but you know, they completely dismissed it. Like, we forgot that there was supposed to be a Seven Engineer meeting them.
I mean, yeah. Eventually, you'll probably show up. Like you're saying, we're kind of past the point of waiting, I guess. Like, we're ready for this stuff now.
Yeah, it's like, I'm at the point that it's like, if you make me wait a little bit longer, I'm at the point where I'm not gonna care.
Okay.
I mean, I'm still gonna care.
Well, I'm still gonna watch it.
Yeah.
But it's not gonna be like, I'm not gonna be surprised. I'm just gonna be, instead of being like, wow, that's awesome, I'm gonna be more of the, ugh, finally.
Yeah, yeah.
Point. And I don't want that. And also, I thought it was weird how when Monica, it's in the rover trying to get into the hex,
mm-hmm.
and the truck's changing.
Yeah.
She's like, oh no, no, don't touch me.
Mm-hmm.
Gets out of the truck.
And then runs
in. And then runs right that head into it. And I'm like, then why didn't you just stay in the car? You could driven and,
yeah, just,
you know, have a car, get to Wanda faster.
Yeah, that was kind of, it was almost like in those scenes of like some movie where it's like, you know, I don't know, it just felt like she was gonna like die.
Yeah, I know. She's like, oh no, don't touch me.
Yeah, it's like when the floor, like those games, the floor is lava. Like, she was like standing like with one foot on the chair.
Jimmy Woo, the floor is lava. And then she's like, no, I'm gonna run straight into it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then she comes out and she's got powers, you know?
Yeah. Which I thought was cool. I love the blue eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty dope. I'm glad she finally has some powers. I don't know. I think I really like Monica as a character.
You know? Yeah.
You're like, she grew up with a wonderful mom. She looked up to Captain Marvel, so she always wanted like the little bit of superhero life. So she knows what to do is right.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Seems like a cool character. Can't wait to see more of her.
She's definitely, in my opinion, going to be the way to bring Wanda back to reality, basically. I mean, we already kind of saw her kind of like, you know, get to Wanda a bit.
Yeah.
Just by, like, challenging her, like, you know.
Yeah.
So.
And I felt like Wanda wasn't really that mad when she first saw Monica.
She was more just surprised.
That she's like, what are you doing here?
Yeah, yeah.
And then she realized, oh, wait, no, get out.
You gotta leave.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, definitely at the point where then Agatha is like, she needs to take care of the situation. And that was when I was like, yeah.
Snooper's gonna snoop.
Yeah.
Do you see that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of saw it by accident because normally after the credits, I'm like, just turn it off and then... Because I usually watch it late at night, so then I go to bed.
Yeah.
But I just kind of kept it running for a bit. I was looking on my phone and then it just... The scene started playing. I'm like, oh, alright. Because then for a second, I'm like, have I missed all the post-credits
scenes? It was freaking like...
Wait, do I have to rewatch every episode?
It was 1 a.m. and I'm like, gotta watch the last episode, the final part, to see if it has credits. But yeah, no, I watched it by accident too, because I watched it on my PlayStation and I grabbed the controller to turn it off,
mm-hmm.
but actually pressed the not the joystick, just the arrow,
yeah.
and it skipped a little bit and it was into the cred scene. I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah, I think because I noticed when they're showing like the names of the actors, they showed Evan Peters and I'm like, he wasn't even in this episode,
which I was sad about, but I understand.
Yeah.
Snoopers are gonna snoop.
I
thought that was probably one of the best lines ever. You wanna know a fun fact? At 12 o'clock at night, Disney Plus crashed because so many people wanted to watch the episode.
Wow.
So I didn't actually get to see until like 12, 11 or something.
Okay.
Which doesn't seem like a lot, but at 12 o'clock at night while I was freaking tired,
yeah.
waiting 11 minutes to just get into Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe people just wanted to watch the Muppet Show.
Maybe.
Who knows? It's pretty funny.
Yeah. Combination of the two, you know, audiences.
So we'll see what we'll get in the next episode. I hope...
Oh, dude, I still got some stuff, dude.
Yeah. Well, go ahead and say it.
Because there was the Nexus commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because I saw something that in Age of Ultron, they mentioned when they're back at Hawkeye's house, like they've kind of retreated, basically. And like they're asking, like, oh, where is he? And it's like, oh, he's everywhere. And like they mentioned something about Nexus, like he's hiding in Nexus.
Yeah.
So.
It's a portal, bro.
Yeah.
I think that's the trick to the multiverse.
So. I guess really quick, maybe you want to get into like, what do you think Agatha's plan is?
So I know it was Agatha all along.
Hmm. What do you mean? I was the one always saying this.
No,
I'm going to go back on every episode we've done.
I just wanted to sing the song a little bit again, okay? I wasn't trying to make a point. I was just... I think Agatha is still not the big bad bad. She's not the big evil.
Yeah.
I still don't think that. I still think she's somewhere in between.
Same, same. I'm going to get into that.
Here's... I have a wild, wild theory.
Okay.
And you just stick with me.
I'm sticking.
Do you know who Kong the Conqueror is?
Kong the Conqueror?
Yeah.
Spider-Man villain, right? Normally?
Yeah. Also a Fantastic Four villain, but he's like a big, big bad.
A big, big bad.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
He's already been cast in the MCU. Mm-hmm. He has been cast for a really long time now. He was confirmed to appear in Ant-Man and the Wasp 3. Mm-hmm. And so I'm trying to explain my theory because it's kind of... So here's what I think happened.
Okay.
The hex happened at some point.
Yep.
And then, in case you don't know, Kang the Conqueror hates Reed Richards. He's from the future.
Okay.
But he can travel in time and, you know... He conquer shit.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So I think the hex happened, and then Reed Richards knew how to come back into go into the hex and stop Wanda.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in the future, Kong the Conqueror knows about this, so he wants to come and just stop everybody from coming to the hex,
mm-hmm.
and let Wanda like basically destroy the world or whatever.
Okay.
But I think Agatha, because she has story with like a little bit of history with Kong the Conqueror, maybe she knows about this, and she was like, Kong, I'm going to stop you right there, and I want to protect Wanda. And I think Kong the Conqueror is the big baddie. I said it here first.
Wow.
Or I hope I said it here. Yeah. I haven't seen that anywhere else, so.
They'd probably need another, like, TV series to explain all that. They only got 3 episodes left.
That's true, that's true. Like, they can't explain the Richards thing, but I think Kong the Conqueror is the big baddie.
All right, all right. I'm still sticking with Mephisto. And I was thinking of the scene when he shows up, right? It's in my head, right? Imagine there's some confrontation going on with, like, WandaVision, all of them are together, and then, like, they're all like, it's Agatha, right? And she's like, it's not me, like, I'm not the one, like, really behind it. Like, she's working for her. And then, like, I imagine it's like a dark portal, kind of like Thanos-like, you know, when he goes into those, you know, the space portals and stuff, mm-hmm. but it's like, you know, it's evil looking.
Right.
And then out of the portal, he's like, all right.
This is Matthew McConaughey
as Mephisto.
He's like,
he's got like this like black and like red suit on. He's like,
he just goes,
yeah. Exactly. And everyone just, under his spell, dude.
He was almost cast as Ego in Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Mm-hmm. Well, I said him because I know he's been wanting to be in the MCU for a really long time.
Yeah, he was almost cast, but he turned it down for another role in Dark Tower, which didn't turn out too well for him.
No, that was a bad move.
So maybe...
Well, maybe he's hoping that he's like Ego. He's like, I'm only going to be around for one movie.
But Mephisto might go big.
Yeah. So that's my
dude, call him Matthew McConaughey. I'm calling as Mephisto. It first. Dang. That would be interesting. I think I don't think you've played Jedi the Fallen Order, but I think you know about it.
Yeah, I know about it.
So for the audience that have played it, there's a scene where I forgot her name. The Night Sister, the final boss battle.
Right.
When you defeat her, she's talking and, you know, she's turning back into the light side.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just goes still. And behind her, yeah, you've probably seen that scene. Mm-hmm. Darth Vader shows up and she's like, run.
Mm-hmm.
What if that was Agatha? Mm-hmm. You know, she's just trying to explain things and people are trying to talk to her. And then she's like trying to be like reasonable. And then all of a sudden, Agatha just freezes.
Yeah.
And Mephisto comes out of the back and she's like, run, and they kill Agatha.
Well, I guess that could work, because maybe, like, Mephisto...
Like you said, he comes from behind.
Yeah. Like, Mephisto is trying to, like, keep himself, basically, in the shadows for the most part.
Yeah.
So he's going to use Agatha. So, yeah. Matthew McConaughey.
That could dope. Work. I like that.
And then the last thing I had was, in Agatha's witch lair...
Mm-hmm.
Something that caught my attention was that book.
Yeah.
You think that's
one of Doctor Strange's books?
Well, I've seen a lot of things online that in Doctor Strange, the movie Doctor Strange, while Doctor Strange's in the library, one book is missing. Mm. And I think a lot of people assume it was, I'm blanking out. The villain from Doctor Strange, it was mm-hmm. Mads Mikkelsen.
Yep. The one that he took.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe it was actually this book.
Yeah, maybe.
Because they never textually said it was him.
My thought is, Doctor Strange was gone in the snap, right? It's been 5 years.
That's a long time to go into the Sanctum Sanctorum and
grab it's not going to be super heavily guarded because probably half of the sorcerers are all gone, so.
Is he to steal a book?
Exactly.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't think, Wanda was probably slacking off those 5 years.
But Wanda was...
Wan.
Oh, Wan. Yeah. I'm like, it's Wanda. No.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I mean, we don't even know if Wan disappeared, to be honest. I don't think we ever found out.
No. I just assumed maybe he'd be around.
Mm. But he was probably sad. But,
he probably was pretty sad. Dr. Strange.
Yeah. I don't know. Wow, that's a good one. Yeah. I just hope it's not... Next episode is just not a bunch of nothing. And then right at the end, they tease us with an answer. And then they make us wait again for the final one.
Yeah.
I just need... Go at it. Do your thing.
You just want some action going on?
I don't need action. I don't need a battle, you know?
Okay. You just need an answer to
something? I just need answers. Give me something. I'm tired of being like... Nothing, nothing, nothing. And then the last 2 minutes, mm-hmm. something happens. Mm-hmm. So, I want something happen. Maybe nothing, nothing, nothing. Something happens. Mm-hmm. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Something happens. Mm. You know?
All right.
Don't just build up to one big thing and then that's it. You know? I want to start the next episode with Wanda on that freaking basement.
Mm-hmm.
And Agatha is explaining the whole thing. Boom. We know. We know what's up. We know what's happening. We know what she wants. We know why she's doing it to Wanda or mm-hmm. why Wanda's doing this. That's it. That's the beginning of the episode. That's exactly what I want. All those answers.
You're probably not going to get it.
Well, you're right. Kevin Feige wouldn't do me like that.
No, he's not going to do that.
He was like, I'm going to do that at the very end.
Yep.
And then you're going to have to wait for that answer in season 2.
Yep.
Yeah. But, yeah, I guess it was not the strongest episode of WandaVision yet.
Yeah, it was good. But not great.
more of a setup. Okay. You got anything else to add about this week's episode? Or something you're looking forward to on the next one?
I pretty much covered everything I wanted to cover. Just excited for what's next, you know?
Alright. Well, I guess right now we're just gonna hop on to our top 10 Marvel movies.
Yes, sir.
Me and this lad have been going to see almost every Marvel movie since 2013.
Yep.
So a lot of these movies we've seen together. I know you didn't write yours in order. Or did you put them in order just now?
Not really. I mean, some of them might be. But for the most part, I just... I just put my 10 favorite. And... They can switch depending on how I'm feeling, I guess.
Okay.
So, I guess the first one I put...
Well, no, we can't start with top one. We gotta count
them down. Oh, top one.
We gotta count. Yeah, we gotta count down.
Wow. Okay.
So, like, for me, number 10, mm-hmm. Captain America, The First Avenger. I'm Team Cap all the way.
Yeah.
I love the World War II setting. Mm-hmm. I love Red Skull. I love... his relationship with Bucky.
Yeah.
You know, I love those humble beginnings. Stanley Tucci as that, the doctor mm-hmm. is like, you need to have heart.
Oh, yeah. Like, I think of, like, the phase one, that was one of the best ones. There's another one that's on my list from the phase one.
Yeah.
But when I was coming with the list, I was like, for the most part, like, I love I think the Captain America, like, trilogy is, like, the best.
Oh, yeah. Those three movies are in my top 10 right now.
There's just so many good movies I had to bump. I only kept one. But this one, I feel like it deserves a spot, but
okay,
maybe I'll put it in there eventually. But like, I could slide at number 10, but number 10 for me is more of just like, this is like where it like started with like superhero movies.
So you have Iron Man in there.
No, this is like, I'm doing like all Marvel.
All Marvel?
All Marvel movies.
Oh, I just have the MCU.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing Spider-Man.
Yeah.
The Spider-Man Tobey 2. Maguire.
Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man 2.
I was like, I have to give it my respect.
Oh my God.
That is where it started.
Bro, my whole list has to change now.
I
know.
I should have said all Marvel, because like, obviously there's different Marvel.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh man, I mean, if we...
How about you keep your list? Because I feel like my list will have certain movies that you would have put.
Well, this is going to change the dynamic too. Dude, Spider-Man 2, that should be like your top five.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, this is not completely in order.
Right, right, right. But I'm just putting it for the audience out there.
Oh, yeah.
It's all-time Marvel movies, Spider-Man 2 has to be
yeah.
top five.
For sure.
I mean, it's a great movie to have in your top 10.
Yeah. I like shocked me. You, dude.
That, yeah.
You're just like, Spider-Man 2?
Like, I mean, Doc Ock.
Oh, that, it was a great casting.
It's so fun. I love that the arms,
mm-hmm.
they try them to make them as practical effects as they could.
Yeah.
Because you just really feel it.
Well, you're just like, you see them, they look, you know, the metal and yeah. like, the way they move. And
it's just, it felt so real. It really felt like Doc Ock had a relationship with the arms and...
Well, yeah, I felt like the arms were its own entity, and it was, you know, he was losing himself
yeah.
to them, basically.
Like, but at the end, when he's looking at them, listen to me. Listen. Yeah. Listen!
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this is a fantastic movie.
But then I love the Peter Parker side of the story, too, obviously. It's just, you know.
When he's just walking down the college.
Yeah, like...
It's making good on his grades and stuff.
Yeah, Peter Parker, he's like, he's starting to live a normal life. You know, life's going good, but yeah. then it's like this other side is like, he has this responsibility, man.
With great power.
With great power.
I mean, that's what Sam Raimi, I think, got right on the Spider-Man movies.
Yeah.
The people don't love Spider-Man necessarily for Spider-Man, but they love Peter Parker.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Spider-Man 2 perfectly just balanced yeah. both of those. Just, and yeah. how he tries to develop his relationship with Mary Jane.
Mm-hmm.
Finally revealing the secret.
That he's Spider-Man.
Yeah. It's just such a fantastic movie.
Yeah. Look, like those three, that trilogy was just a big for me, just getting into like that, you know, comic book movies and like just loving the characters.
Yeah.
And like Spider-Man 2 is like the perfect combination of like all the good stuff from that trilogy. It's like, for the first one to me is a little too corny comic book-ish, just a little bit.
Yeah.
At times. And then, like, the third one had some just character development that wasn't great with, like, some of its villains. But, like, this one was just, like...
Perfect.
Perfect. Like
perfect balance.
You got to develop Peter Parker more, and the villain was brought to life in, like, a great way. Like, he started out as, like, a mentor to Peter.
A mentor, a friend, just everything.
Yeah. All right. We talked a lot about Spider-Man 2. That's how good it is.
We just love that movie.
It is a great movie.
All right, I guess I'll move up to my number 9.
Uh-huh.
I got Iron Man 3.
Iron Man 3.
There's a lot of hate for that movie out there. I am one of the fans. Yeah. I think it's... I mean, after Infinity War, that's kind of hard to say after Endgame. But out of the... Before the... Infinity War and Endgame, I think that was Robert Downey Jr.'s best performance as Tony Stark.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Christmas setting. I love the snowy.
Yeah.
I love all the armors. Mm-hmm. I love that War Machine gets spotlight.
Yeah.
I like the villain twist.
See, that's the only part for me.
Because
what you said, I enjoy everything you've said, like especially Robert Downey Jr. I thought he was great in it. But yeah, for me... I don't know, because at that point, Iron Man was the type of, like, villains he was facing kind of had, like, their type, I guess. It was just, like, people that are kind of ripping off his ideas, basically.
Yeah, but I didn't want that again. Like,
I'm not saying like that, but it was like kind of, it wasn't like supernatural type of foes.
Right.
And this one was a little, it obviously after you introduce aliens from Avengers, you can start doing that type of stuff. But to me, I wasn't like prepared for that.
Right.
I wasn't prepared for Iron Man to facing fire people, I guess.
Right.
So yeah, like I like, I give them like the respect that they went for the twist in a way.
Yeah.
But to me, I was like, wasn't ready. Like if it was maybe like we had seen, you know, a couple other Marvel movies and they started introducing more and more like
supernatural villains like that. Yeah.
So then it would have been, I would have been okay with it.
But. Yeah. Like I completely understand why people don't like it. And that's why I don't really fight people on it.
Just like,
but I was one of the ones that I liked it. Mm-hmm. I like, I guess the supernatural element. It felt very comic book-y to me, and I appreciated it. I love the special effects in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's one of the best in the MCU. I love how Tony has to go back to just not having a bunch of money. He went to Home Depot.
And
create all this stuff.
It was reminiscent of how Iron Man came to be, basically, like just using his intellect, like you can, and what he can readily get that's around him.
Like Iron Man 1 succeeded because it made you feel like you could be Tony Stark. Like Tony Stark did this. Honestly, I mean,
I'm not
in a way, it's like it was possible in the real world for somebody to be doing this.
Yeah.
And I think Iron Man 3 captured that of like, oh, Tony Stark, you know,
the engineer,
even without his all practical things that he has in his little garage, he can still be Tony Stark.
It's his ingenuity that makes him Iron Man.
Yeah, so that's my number.
Respect.
All right, let's go with your number nine.
So this is probably would be the worst one, but I just love it just because I just think the character's great, mostly because of the comedy. But it's Ant-Man and the Wasp.
And the Wasp?
Yeah, dude.
The sequel.
Okay, mostly because Evangeline Lilly's hair in the first one, it's a no for me.
You know, for the longest time, I thought it was a wig, and then she did an interview somewhere, and she's like, it wasn't a wig, it was my actual hair. I'm like, really? You chose that?
I know. Wow. That's the one part to me, because I'm like, the second one, she looks great. But just
the first one, the hair.
I just like the dynamic
in
like the second one, and obviously being the second one, some of like the jokes aren't as good as the first one.
Yeah.
But
like I have Ant-Man at my number 8.
Yeah.
The first one.
Mm-hmm.
For me, the first one is the one that I like the most.
Yeah. Mostly because it's like when you the first time you saw it, like the jokes were just, you know, like the Louis, that's his name, that character.
Luis.
Yeah. Like just an iconic part of that movie. Everyone's coming out and just.
You know. It was like I love the Baskin Robbins always finds out.
Yeah.
I love that.
All of his lines he just nailed.
Yeah, I guess the second one for me, it focused too much on the villain.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And I can't really say, a lot of people love the villain, I can't really say I did.
No, she was fine.
I mean, I appreciate it, I mean, I know it was because it gave us Jimmy Woo.
Yeah, honestly, he's a great character.
Yeah.
So I guess
I haven't seen it in a while, to be honest. I think it's one of those movies, if we had a list of how many times I've watched MCU movies, that might be like at the bottom of replayability that I've done. I've seen it probably like twice.
Yeah. But yeah. I guess it would be Ant-Man / Ant-Man and the Wasp. I needed an Ant-Man movie somewhere in my list.
I understand that. Paul Rudd. It's just fantastic. He's a national fucking treasure.
Yes, he is.
Like, I think one time I got asked, who would you take a road trip with? Mm-hmm. And I said, Paul Rudd.
Oh. Yeah,
hands down. That'll be fantastic. Paul Rudd, you somehow are hearing this. Let's go on a road trip.
Yeah.
So I guess I already said my number 8 because I said Ant-Man.
Okay. So you want to do your number 9 and I'll do my 8?
Well, no, because I already said First Avenger, Iron Man 3, and then I said Ant-Man.
Oh, okay.
So now you go ahead.
Now I'll go number 8. I'm going to say First Class. X-Men First Class.
Fantastic. I love it.
It's a great movie.
I love that movie.
Honestly, like, for a long time, it was, like, one of my most rewatched Marvel movie.
I think that's the only movie I ever bought on my iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much I love that movie.
Yeah.
I I remember exactly the theater where I watched it too. I watched it with my mom. Mm-hmm. And even my mom was like, I love that movie.
It's a great movie.
I think Kevin Bacon is the villain, Sebastian Shaw.
Great. Honestly, one of the best villains.
It was perfectly developed where he doesn't take too much screen time. You know what he wants. Mm-hmm. You know he's intimidating.
Well, he's Kevin Bacon, so he's so charismatic. But yeah. Then, like, he can have that, like, darker, evil side of just, like... And he's like... Well, the scene where he grabs the grenade, he's like, no.
Yeah, like, for me, the part that did it is... So I grew up watching the X-Men 90s show. And Darwin, the character... That character adapts to everything. Mm-hmm. They say on the movie multiple times. He shows him multiple times.
Yeah.
But when he goes, adapt to this.
Yeah.
And he kills Darwin. I'm like, whoa, this guy's legit.
Yeah, that's tough stuff.
Yeah. So yeah. I loved him as a villain. And James McAvoy and Michael Fassbender. Mm-hmm. Whoever made those casting choices... Kudos.
Honestly, like, yeah, those two pairing was just amazing.
And I think they mixed the comic book side of things very well. Yeah. Like, when they have those montages of, like, training and they have the different things showing, I think that was enough to get the point across. And it wasn't, like, too much.
No, I thought it was perfect.
Yeah, I love your choice of movie.
But, yeah, I actually got a decent amount of X-Men, so.
Oh, all right. Yeah. So I guess I move to my next one, which I know you... like this movie. At number 7, Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah, that's coming up.
So.
They unlocked...
It was a huge chance they took on that movie.
Oh, yeah. Well, they... I mean, they unlocked one of the best characters, in my opinion, in that movie.
They unlocked...
No, I mean, like, the potential for Thor wasn't... He was just, like, this, you know, strong, you know... character that, you know, he's not really smart.
That was it. That's pretty much
all. Yeah, he was smart. He was more of just like, what is this puny earth stuff? Like that type of guy. But this movie is just...
It's fantastic.
He's hilarious.
We get a little tease at his helmet again when he goes into the arena. Yeah. We get what we're probably going to get as close to half Planet Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
Hulk in that movie. I love Hulk.
Yeah.
That was the last time we saw a great angry Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Loki and Thor in that movie, that chemistry that they were having was just fantastic.
I saw all the characters of that, like...
Honestly, the Grandmaster.
The Grandmaster.
Fantastic. Valkyrie is great.
What's his name? Korg?
Korg.
Oh, yeah, he's classic.
All the characters in that film were just...
Even the villain.
Yeah, Hela?
Hela's
like, friggin' funny. She wiped out everything, bro.
Just some of her lines at times, she just, like... At times, it just feels
she's
like...
She's very sassy.
Yeah, and she's, like, kind of annoyed. She's like, oh, my gosh. Like, what's going on now? Like, oh, the people are revolting. She's like, yeah, whatever.
Oh, and, oh, my God. What's his name? He's in The Boys.
Carl Urban's character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just like...
Yeah, I know.
just freaking...
He was a great addition to that.
Yeah, movie. And even though we had plenty of comedy,
mm-hmm.
when Odin dies...
Yeah.
I feel that every time.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, your mother's calling. And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's deep. Because we know how much she means to the, I guess, the...
The brothers.
The Odin family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because even, it goes all the way to Endgame.
Yeah.
That we see how much Hela...
She kind of kept that group together because they're pretty messed up.
Pretty messed up group. So, Thor Ragnarok, huge chance. Can't wait for the next one.
Yeah.
So that's my number 7.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that one. I had that like kind of 5 range. Yeah. Just because I was like, it's
fantastic.
Yeah. So then, yeah, next one would be the follow up to First Class, Days of Future Past.
Days of Future Past. Oh man, that movie's great. I think I still prefer First Class. Personally,
yeah, for me, the more and more I watch Days of Future Past, the more and more I really enjoy it.
Oh, I think I've had the same effect.
Mm-hmm.
My only thing is the Sentinels.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I grew up watching the comics, and for me, the Sentinels, the look of them
mm-hmm.
was not it in Days of Future Past.
Which look? The like 70s look or like the future look?
The future look.
Oh, you don't like that?
No, I didn't. Which obviously it makes sense to the story that how they would adapt constantly with progress.
For like me, I'm like, the thing I like about them was, I guess, just the CGI they used on them. I thought looked really good compared to, because my one knock into like the Apocalypse movie, I was like, I just didn't like Apocalypse look.
Right.
I was like, I wanted something more like
menacing, like Thanos, like.
Yeah, I felt like the Sentinels were that menacing presence.
Yeah.
Like they honestly, they're just like coming through. I was like, dude, this is
I
like the ending scene. Like I was honestly like every time I watch it, I like my
tense blood up.
Yeah, you know, I know what's happening.
But. I wish they had spent a little more time in the future. Mm-hmm. In that movie.
Yeah.
Which is why I like, if you're gonna watch Days of Future Past,
The Rogue Cut.
It makes complete sense, mm-hmm. the way they do it. They spend more scenes in the future. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that Rogue is the one that has to come in and kind of like be like a little ex machina in the future,
yep.
type of thing. Mm-hmm. I love that cut.
Yeah.
But the best scene, which might be the best scene in all of X-Men, mm-hmm. was James McAvoy and Patrick Stewart.
Yeah.
Hello, Charles.
Yeah.
Hello, Charles.
I know.
And it's just like, so much pain.
Yeah.
I know. And that will make you stronger. And I'm like, oh my God. It's
a... It was such a great... You just... They took the old that everyone like... They're nothing amazing movies.
Yeah.
But, like, the characters, everyone really loved those characters.
Like, Patrick Stewart's Charles Xavier will always be in my memory forever. Oh, yeah.
And then, obviously, Hugh Jackman as Wolverine is...
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, I just love the way they're able to put them together, just, and it just works out perfectly.
Yeah, it's a fantastic movie. I will not say anything bad about it.
Bryan Singer did that one.
Yeah, he came back after First Class. Because... Yeah. Matthew Vaughn, I think he moved on to Kingsman, mm-hmm. from then on.
Yeah. So yeah, that one.
That's a fantastic movie. That's not only Marvel. I say that's top 10 superhero movies of all time. Mm-hmm. It's a fantastic movie. Like I said, personal choice, First Class. I guess my personal reasons, but Days of Future Past is just fantastic. Mm-hmm. Then I guess I'll go to my number 6. Mm-hmm. Spider-Man Far From Home.
Okay. I just watched that, actually, the other day.
It's, Mysterio. Mm-hmm. It's a villain that when they said they were gonna bring, mm-hmm. I was very afraid that they were gonna modern Marvelize it and mm-hmm. just get rid of his costume and mm-hmm. make him kind of just normal. But they... I was like, the one thing I need... Mm-hmm. It's the freaking fishbowl on mm-hmm. his head with yeah. just watching smoke. Mm-hmm. And they did it, and it was absolutely beautiful.
They nailed the costume.
Jake Gyllenhaal, I'm at the point that I think it was perfect casting. I try to picture like other actors in mm-hmm. the role, and I'm like, I can't.
One of my favorite like scenes with him, I guess, is in the bar where he dupes Peter Parker.
Yeah.
And then like... You see the hologram slowly change. He's just like sitting there, and he's just like,
"That wasn't so hard, was it?"
Like that's just it's so good.
Like
because I remember in the theaters, even though I knew that Mysterio was bad, I was just like, "Snap, he got me. He fooled me."
Yeah, I was just about to say that. I was also watching like, I know he's bad. I know he's bad. Uh-huh. I'm not retarded. And then, friggin', it happens. And I'm like, "Damn, he's bad."
Yeah, I was watching with my mom, and the whole time, well, the beginning she was just like, "I don't trust him, I don't trust him," and then there's a point because I'm like, I'm trying to like, you know, I like to keep those things hidden mm-hmm. with people watching the movie, but she asked so many questions like, "Is he bad?" And at one point she's like, "No, he's good," and then that scene she's like, "You lied to me, he's bad."
I think there was a scene not too long before that where they're on the rooftop. Mm-hmm.
And they're talking together.
Yeah, and they just seem so friends.
I know.
At that point, I think that's the point where Marvel bamboozled me, and I was like, "Oh,
well, part of me was like, maybe they're taking a different angle." On
yeah, it. I was like, maybe he'll become bad later, but so for now, he's a nice guy. That's where Marvel, you bamboozled me. You sneaky, sneaky.
Yeah. So yeah, I like that. I thought about that. I was like, I want to include a Spider-Man movie, but I was like, I don't know. It was just the original was just, it was the nostalgia.
Yeah, no, I get it. And the mysterious scenes, I just gotta give kudos again, because I love the fact that they actually did make Peter go for a ride.
Mm-hmm. Is that the only Spider-Man movie, or did you put the...
That, no, okay. I don't... Homecoming is a little bit farther down for me.
Okay, that's what I was like...
Yeah, no. For me, I mean, if I had known we were going to do all Marvel movies, I would definitely have put...
No, that's what I'm saying. I was wondering if you had Homecoming
or not. No, I don't have Homecoming.
Like, definitely, Far From Home was, in my opinion, a lot better.
Oh, yeah, a lot better. I'm glad we agree on that one.
Yep.
All right, let's go with your number six.
My number six was Ragnarok. So,
okay,
we already talked about that.
Let's go with your number five.
My number five is Logan.
That might be number one for me all time.
Yeah.
Like,
this is obviously not my... I haven't, like, fleshed out what the order is, but I was like, it's a solid top five.
Well,
top
that might three. Be my number one superhero
movie of all time. Yeah.
It might be, including DC and everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that movie, the passion. I love Wolverine since I was a little kid.
Yeah.
And this set a standard so high on how to say goodbye to your superheroes. Mm-hmm. Patrick Stewart and Hugh Jackman and even the little girl who just Kiffman.
Mm-hmm.
Their performances just sold it so well.
Yeah.
Man, every time I watch it, I get emotional.
Yeah.
I get mad and...
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is like with the scenes with... In the house where Charles is in the bed and he's talking to, quote-unquote, who he thinks is Wolverine.
Yeah.
And that, what he's talking about is just so good. And then it suddenly, it changes so fast.
Yeah, like the fact... Spoiler alert, skip 15 seconds right now. The fact that Patrick Stewart's ex-Xavier died... thinking that Logan killed him. It's brutal.
It's really bad.
Honestly, it's absolutely
like it's a really good movie, but like that scene to me, it just crushes you.
It might be the darkest moment in movie history. it destroys you. It brings you to your knees.
Yeah.
Great choice, my friend.
Yeah. Obviously, I was like, I had to include that.
I could talk about that movie as much as we talked about Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
So
let's move on to your number.
Man, I might watch it when I get home.
Number five.
Number five. Captain America, Civil War.
Okay, yeah.
I think this movie is like my Revenge of the Sith, where it's not my favorite Star Wars, but at any point, any day... I can watch it.
Okay.
I think this might be the movie I've watched the most out of all Marvel movies.
Like, I think for me, just with Infinity War and, like, Endgame, to me, the, like, hype part of this movie's kind of gone.
Oh.
For the most part.
Yeah, since those movies came out, I think I've watched it less and less.
But yeah, because you're just like, it's, at that point was, like, the best... quote-unquote Avenger movie.
Yeah. It was like an Avengers 2.5 type of thing.
This is a great team-up, but, like, they're against each other. Like, the story's really good.
I love T'Challa.
Yeah.
I think Black Panther is the best Black Panther that we had. The introduction of Peter Parker and Spider-Man.
Yeah, they introduced a lot in that movie.
Yeah.
And it worked out great.
Yeah. I like the Spider-Man on that movie because they said, okay, we're introducing him, we're giving the people what they want, but remember, this story is about this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
he's something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Let's focus on Cap and Iron Man right now.
Yeah, and that movie is setting up shows like Falcon and the Winter Soldier with Zemo.
Yeah, I was just about to say Zemo, I thought was just... Because a lot of people didn't really like him, but I was like, he's not the main focus.
Yeah.
He even says it himself, he's like, that, you know, I didn't need to take down destroy a city to, like, if I just turn them against each other.
Yeah, he did his plan.
Yeah, it was a great plan.
He succeeded, just like Thanos did, man. Yeah. He was one of the first villains to succeed in the MCU.
Yeah.
He did what Thanos did. He was like, destiny fulfilled. Yeah. So that's yeah, that's my
I feel like I need to rewatch that again because it is good.
Yeah,
but yeah, number four for me was the more superior Captain America: The Winter Soldier movie.
Mm.
It's great.
Well, I'm gonna skip ahead and I'm gonna say that's my number one.
Yeah,
I
think it definitely is probably the best Marvel movie. Just yeah,
it. The Winter Soldier in that movie is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
He's a genuine scary villain.
Yeah,
because basically everything that could you think like he could do,
mm-hmm.
he would do it and more. Like they're in a car, they're driving away. In any other movie, that's when there's like, ah, we're free from this evil,
mm-hmm.
and then he's like freaking, pew, freaking gun that goes underneath the car and
yeah.
explodes.
Yep.
The Nick Fury car chase scene,
mm-hmm.
freaking amazing.
Yeah,
always like not yet, now.
Yeah,
it's freaking great.
Mm-hmm.
It has fantastic visual effects because the Russo brothers. Wanted to do a lot of practical effects
mm-hmm.
for that movie. It looks fantastic. The introduction of Falcon.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I think that's the best Black Widow, too.
Yeah. And then, yeah, obviously just setting up the Captain America and Winter Soldier, like, that, you know, connection again.
Yeah.
Basically, like, he's trying to get his buddy back, basically.
Yeah. Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
Come here.
But yeah, he was definitely like, when you first see him, like, in that Nick Fury car chase, you're just like, oh, snap. It's him.
Yeah.
You just.
He has a beard. He has a beard.
Yeah, that's, yeah, untouchable.
untouchable.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic movie. I love it every time.
Yeah.
Every time it's on TV. I definitely watch it. I honestly, for me, that's the best Black Widow we saw.
Mm-hmm.
I think part of it is also the long hair. I don't think I like the short hair in the Avengers movie for Black Widow.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
I guess that's a very personal opinion, but
hey, man, I picked Ant-Man and the Wasp
because of the hair.
Lily's hair. So
it makes sense. Respect. It makes sense. All right.
Number four.
I got Avengers Infinity War.
Alright, yeah.
That's
coming up.
I feel like everybody knows the reasons why that movie's great.
Yeah. I honestly had... That was the first one I put down as my number one.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we'll just... My number two is Endgame.
Endgame is my number three.
Okay. But to me, they're like... Obviously, they're very similar. Because it's, you know...
They go hand in hand, kind of thing.
Well, exactly. That's the thing. But, like, to me, the first Infinity War, from start to finish, is so good.
It's a masterpiece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when it comes to Endgame, for me, it's like the ending trumps everything. But there's some of the middle stuff. Like, it's a great story, but it didn't, like, captivate me at times as much as Infinity War did.
Right.
Infinity War, I was like... Like, yo, Thanos, he's got three. He only needs two more. But someone's like, all right, you know, the Avengers, they're over here. The other ones are over here. I don't know. There's just, at times, it didn't feel as dire to me because I was like, they're going to get him, you know, I guess.
Right.
Yeah. With Infinity War, the way they did with the trailer for it, they made it seem like Thanos only had at least two.
Yeah.
They edited out the ones that he got.
Yeah.
So for me, I was assuming he's going to get halfway there at least.
And then the next movie...
I wasn't expecting to happen, you know what I mean? But when it happened, you're just like, what?
Yeah, I was the same thing. Yeah. Watching the movie, just freaking, oh, he has three, he has four, he has five. Yeah. And I was like, well, the snap can't happen. Thor's going to... Like when Thor freaking chopped him, I'm like, there he goes.
Yeah.
I knew it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
And then...
Boom. Yeah. It was just perfect.
I froze in my chair.
Yeah.
It's great. I think for me, the reason I like Endgame more than Infinity War
mm-hmm.
is because I like Captain America way too much. And he got a lot more screen time on that one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm an emotional guy.
Yeah.
So when they hit with the emotions, that's mm-hmm. super awesome. And the Avengers Assemble scene just gets me every time.
Oh, of course. So, yeah.
And Thor, I get... that's a big part, too. That we finally get Thor, Iron Man, and Cap, the holy trinity that they are.
Yeah. At the end, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, walking up together, it's like, Thor's like, as long as we're all in agreement.
Mm-hmm.
I love that scene. Yeah. Like, they're all focused on their objective.
Yeah. I definitely... Obviously, all three of them together is why they, you know, win.
Yeah.
But, like, in the Infinity War, I enjoyed the dynamic they had.
Right.
Like, I loved Thor and Groot and Rocket together. I loved when Iron Man, Doctor Strange, and Spider-Man meet up with the rest of the Guardians. I enjoyed, you know, Cap and Black Panther and their company together. Like, I just liked all those groups. And, like, every time I go back, I was like, oh, yeah. Like, I'm immediately invested in that group again.
Yeah.
And then, like, in-game, like, I enjoyed all the different, you know, the team split-ups and stuff. But it was just a little different for me, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, the Hawkeye and Black Widow was a really emotional one.
I was not expecting that, really.
No, that was for sure. I guess both movies have that, because you weren't expecting Gamora either in Infinity War.
I thought it was a joke when that happened.
Yeah.
I was like, somehow, I was like, Gamora can't die. And then, like, the movie keeps going for 40 minutes, yeah. And I'm like, maybe Gamora is dead, you know?
Yeah. But, like, yeah, both those have that factor to it. And then, yeah, I mean, both are just, that's why they're in those top spots for me.
I feel like no matter what movie you pick,
mm-hmm.
I'll be like, yeah, makes sense. Yeah. Like you said, you like Infinity War better than Endgame, I'll be like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And if somebody said he likes Endgame more than Infinity War, I'll be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're going to do traits. Like, do you like Ant-Man or Guardians of the Galaxy? Do you like Hawkeye kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes kind of like, what's the dynamics that you liked?
Yeah.
And there's no really wrong answers.
No. And then that third spot I put with the starter of the Marvel Universe, the Iron Man.
The first one.
Yeah.
Respect.
I just, first time we get our beloved Tony Stark,
mm-hmm.
Robert Downey Jr. just kills it.
The star of all.
And then I'm a big fan of Jeff Bridges, but I loved how he was able to play, like, a villain.
Yeah.
Because normally he's, like, the laid-back, just chill type of guy, but here he's
the,
like,
dude.
Yeah. He's, like, a different dude in this one.
I said, like, Obadiah's.
Obadiah
Stane.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah. He's not... I think that movie for me is the complete opposite of how you feel about Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the entire movie definitely has me, like, super focused.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the final battle is where I just kind of lose it a little bit.
Lose it a little bit, yeah.
Which I don't know why is that. I watched it recently. And I don't know. I guess just... I was very...
Well, sometimes just the big battle scenes are just, you know... They're just, you know... Big battles, I guess. I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah, sometimes it captures you, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's not a bad choice. I know a lot of people out there will probably have that too,
mm-hmm.
in their list. On number three, I already said I have Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go with your number two. Oh, you have Endgame. Oh,
yeah, Endgame and then Infinity War 1. So it's kind of getting to that point where you have those.
Yeah. Well, I said number one, Winter Soldier.
Yep.
And my number two is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Wow. I was not expecting that at all.
I freaking love that movie.
It's a great movie. Because I was like, for me, I was like, I want like an Ant-Man or Guardians of the Galaxy movie in there somewhere. But I was like...
Who do you think I had at number two? I'm curious.
Well, number two, I was expecting like Infinity War or Endgame.
Yeah.
I was like, he's probably going to pick Winter Soldier at one. So most people that are really into Marvel movies will say that's the best one. So
I just... Guardians of the Galaxy, first of all, I love the soundtrack.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think the special effects are amazing. I love Chris Pratt as Star-Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Rocket. I love that Groot.
Yeah.
I get it. People love their baby Groot.
Mm-hmm.
That big, full-grown Groot, for me, that's my favorite Groot. Yep.
I think for me, it was more of just like... like the first one, we get them like kind of halfway at the jail scene.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're slowly, like, working to, you know, building that relationship to becoming who they are at the very end, which is the Guardians of the Galaxy. And, like, the second one, it felt like they weren't together at all, really.
Yeah, no. They had Rocket.
Yeah.
On the other side.
So, like, to me, I'm like, I love, like, the first one's, like, the best. But it's, like, obviously, you have to build up that story, I guess. Mm. So, I'm excited for when they get another one where they get all that together.
All that talent together. Because even Infinity War, again, they separated them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah,
James Gunn.
It's just, it was, for me, it was
I guess good. I'm just more surprised that high, I guess. But, yeah. I just remember when when they first released that they were going to make this movie, I was like,
who the heck is the
Guardians? What is this?
Yeah.
I had no idea what that group was or, you know. I was like, that's going to be a weird movie.
The only people I knew coming in was Gamora and Rocket.
Rocket.
Again, just comics and old TV shows. But like Star-Lord, I had no idea who he was.
Yeah.
And then I remember going to theaters and somebody dressed up, cosplayed as him. I'm like, why is this dude cosplaying as some random person we don't even know if he's cool at the premiere of this movie?
Yeah.
But obviously Marvel gamble huge on that one and it paid off handsomely.
Respect.
We saw Thanos for the first time in that movie.
Yeah.
Like actual Thanos.
In like a in the movie.
Yeah.
Or not like an end credit scene.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It just, I guess it brought a lot of pieces together that were needed to build up into Infinity War and Endgame.
Yeah. It with the Infinity Stones, it like basically told the audience, yeah, this is what's happening.
Yeah. The Collector, we got the Collector in that movie too, which I think is super cool. I think he was been a little misused. I don't think people watching the Marvel movies realize how powerful the Collector can be. But it's incredibly powerful and he can pin heroes against each other just for his own pleasure and stuff. So I hope him and the Grandmaster at some point meet.
Good. Yeah.
Because they're brothers, in case you didn't know.
I knew.
But yeah. That's
Yeah.
I guess that's our lists.
Yeah.
Man.
I feel like you were saying, like when you said this on that list on TikTok, were a lot of people surprised with your number two?
A lot of people were surprised by Iron Man. A lot of people were surprised by my choices way more down below.
Okay.
Like, for me, Age of Ultron, I have it, like, down to the floor.
Yeah.
And people were like...
People wanted their Ultron respect or something.
Yeah. And I was like, no, why? Also, I like Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I wanted him in here, but...
I like Doctor Strange. I mean, he's not a top 10, but he's not top bottom. No. So I put him up there, and people were like, are you dumb? I'm like, no, I like my Doctor Strange.
Yeah. It's a lot of these, like, the solo movies that, like, you kind of think at first, you're like, how is that going to be a good movie? And, like, it shocks you, so then you like it more.
Yeah. Oh, that's why. Because I put Doctor Strange above the original Avengers.
Oh, for sure.
I think that's...
Yeah.
So you agree?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. I got so much hate on my TikTok on
like,
that
Avengers
one.
Avengers is fine, but it's like...
That's what I said! Like, okay, first of all, that was... As opposed to what you may believe, that was not the first movie to bring a group of people together to fight a greater evil. Yeah. That's not the first movie to do that at all.
No.
Second of all, it's okay.
Yeah.
It
sounds like most people just hold it up because it's like the first time we see our beloved Avengers together.
Which, I'm like, I'm way past that. Like, I understand how much it meant, but...
2012 was hype, but we're past that.
It's like, if you're like, well, this was cool, I'm like, X-Men did it 10 years before that. They brought a bunch of heroes together. Fantastic Four even did it. Maybe people may not like that movie, but, you know, they brought four heroes together.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, Avengers is good. I love Loki as a villain. But yeah, no, Avengers. So definitely Doctor Strange is better than Avengers for me.
Yeah. Where's is Ultron below Avengers?
I think it was. I think my bottom was Captain Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Thor the Dark World. And I think that's where I put Avengers Age of Ultron.
Well, I don't give Captain Marvel that much hate, I guess.
I didn't like that movie.
My only problem is with that movie is I don't get how she got her powers that way. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I get that she gets them from that, the energy source from the Space Stone.
Yeah.
But how did the Space Stone make energy that's more powerful than all the other, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, everyone's saying, like, oh, you know, Captain Marvel was more powerful than Thanos with, like, possibly the Infinity Gauntlet, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I remember people saying that, like, she could beat Thanos with the Infinity Gauntlet.
Which it clearly didn't. It took one punch from the Power Stone to knock her out.
But, like, I get maybe in the comics she's that powerful, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, in the movie, I was like, how did you take one Infinity Stone and make it that much more powerful?
Yeah. Well,
I feel like they could have done her powers differently.
My thing is with the whole Captain Marvel thing, is that, you know, we build up, or heroes like Iron Man, Captain America, and Thor,
mm-hmm.
and we build them up to be this huge thing.
Yeah.
And Captain Marvel, they rushed her, I feel, mm-hmm. and they said, boom, Captain Marvel movie, and then Infinity War is like,
yeah.
you're the biggest baddie of all time.
Yeah.
And like you said, you're like, well, I don't see how you developed, so I can't.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel connected at all.
Yeah.
I thought Talos was pretty cool in that movie.
For me, I think the movie itself, like the story of it, I think I like it. Yeah. I thought it was good. It's more of like the time, I guess, while you're saying the timing of it, which I thought it was good that she wasn't a huge part in Endgame.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, they made her so powerful, it just seems so obvious, like, just have her do everything.
Yeah.
It's
just one of those movies that if somebody said, dude, let's watch Captain Marvel,
mm-hmm.
I'd be like, I would start pitching in ideas. I'd be like,
oh, the movies.
Yeah, I'll be like, let's play beanbag outside.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. I guess we can do a top 10 worst Marvel movies next time.
Sure.
Since it's clearly becoming a topic.
Yeah.
And we don't want this podcast to run too long. So maybe next week we'll do, or 2 weeks from now.
Movies that are...
Just stay tuned to the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll do top 10 worst Marvel movies. Maybe we'll do all time. I don't know. I kind of ended up liking the fact that I just did MCU
mm-hmm.
and that you did all Marvel movies. Because
yeah.
I thought it brought a good chemistry, like me yeah. just worshipping Logan and
yeah.
us worshipping Spider-Man too.
Well, it was good because you were able to highlight more of the MCU and what it did good. And I was yeah. able to like pull in some
give
other
respect.
Ones.
Give like, respect. Yeah. Yeah. I like that. All right, and I guess those are our top 10 Marvel movies.
Yeah, good stuff we got.
Please remember to go check out AdBass Review on TikTok if you want to see maybe reviews of movies, TV shows. If you want to have movie news on the day that it happens and not just every week here on the show, go check out AdBass Review on TikTok. If you want to check out our merch, go to teesprings.com/get-in-merch. To get all the cool merch, we have t-shirts, we have hoodies, we have jackets, we have stickers. And please spread the love of this podcast. Send it to your friend, send it to your mom, your dad, your cousin, your second cousin. That friend you're going to talk about in middle school, you know, maybe he likes this. Maybe this is the way you guys connect back.
Mm-hmm.
And remember that we do Getting Sports every Saturday and Getting Entertainment every Wednesday. And we'll see you next time in Get In. This is Sebastian signing off.
This is Michael signing off.